Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this first weekend of a new month. We have a giant show for you this week. My first guest is a legend. My friend Barry Manilow will be joining us from Wicked Tuna, now in its 11th season. Captain Bob Cook will be on the show. Theo E.J. Wilson is a great actor, and he's the host of a new show called I Was There. This show is phenomenal. Then later on, we'll be talking to savings expert Lauren Groopman. Next hour, singer-songwriter T. Graham Brown will be joining us. Actor, comedian, podcaster now, Michael Rappaport. Karen Knotts, the daughter of the great Don Knotts, has a book called Tied Up in Knots. She'll be here. And then March is Nutritional Month, and we'll be talking to Francis Largeman Roth. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause. My first guest is none other than Barry Manilow.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder Podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her leg. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Bonnie always did far across the crowded floor. They were from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other.
That's the music of our next guest, and it needs no introduction. Believe me, he's a friend of our show for many years, and it's good to have him back. Welcome back to our show, Ron Segi, today, all across the USA and around the world. And joining us right now is a gentleman whose voice is known around the world and an American treasure. A lot to talk about with our friend, Barry Manilow. Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. Good to speak to you.
Good speaking with you again. Boy, you are one busy man these days. I'm looking down all the things that you are doing, and I thought you were going to start taking it easy, but boy, I tell you, you're gearing up like it was 1975.
Yeah, I know. I must be crazy, Ron. But, you know, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. You know, when they offered opportunity to come back to this room, you know, I played the Hilton for 5 years.
Sure.
And now the Hilton now is called the Westgate.
Right.
And they've upgraded it. You know, they spent multi-millions of dollars to upgrade the whole hotel. And this room was so wonderful for 5 years. I have nothing but great memories of those 5 years. And when they offered, you know, they asked me if I wanted to come back, I said yes. My band loves it. I love it.
You know, the touring is exciting because we play for so many thousands of people, but it's still touring. We still go from city to city to city, from hotel to hotel. This residency keeps us in one place, and this is the place for me because, yeah, there are still thousands of people in this room, but it's intimate, and that's what I like doing the best. You know, my songs, you know, these ballads, Weekend in New England, and Even Now, and Mandy, they work so well in a small room like this. Well, it's not small, but in a smaller room like this, because I think I can connect with people deeper than I can when they're a million miles away in the balcony in an arena. So that may have been one of the reasons that I loved doing this room so much. And I'm looking forward to it again. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Well, I know it's a great room, but now the room is owned actually by a friend of mine who's one of my neighbors here in Orlando. Dave Siegel now owns that Westgate, doesn't he?
Right. No, he's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that he saw this opportunity and he took it. And it's great, and I'm so glad that they remembered me.
When we talk about people of mutual friends, we have a mutual friend. When I first started into music, my first guitar player was someone that you know very well, Art Phillips.
Oh, Art Phillips. Well, you know, that's a talented man. Didn't he move down to Australia?
Yeah, he's down in Australia. He's got a great recording studio down there, a great publishing company. In fact, he just sent me some of his latest works. Genius of a guy, and I knew he loved working with you. He spoke so highly of you over the years, and still does, because he sometimes comes to Florida and visits me.
Yeah, you know, musicians and me, we get along. You know, even though I've made a career out of singing and performing, in my heart, I am a musician.
Sure.
And other musicians know it. They get me. And we always have a great time when I'm working with great musicians like Art. And we did have a great time together.
Now, Barry, how long is the residency? Because, you know, this is what the people in Branson used to tell me. They say it is great because now we're fresh. We don't have to travel door to door, city to city. We don't have to get on airplanes. We can put a production together. This is the ideal situation for a performer like yourself.
That's exactly right. Everything you just said, it's exactly right. Touring, as exciting as it is with the, you know, those kind of crowds, it's a young guy's gig.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you'll hear this from every artist. After a while, it just gets more difficult. And this is not difficult. This is just a party every night. And I'm looking forward to it.
I think I've asked you this before. Is it difficult to introduce new music, new songs, new creations, when everybody wants to hear the songs? Mandy, I Write the Songs, Copacabana. I mean, I guess the upside of having success is having success. The downside is you can never go into something new because everybody wants to hear the success.
I don't do it too often anymore. In the early days, the audiences were really interested in hearing new material. They are not that interested anymore. They really want to hear the songs that they grew up with or they heard that their mother played, and I'm happy to do it. But now and again, I sneak in something new. And like, you know, the latest album is a tribute to New York, and it's called This Is My Town. I introduce it by saying, means a lot to me. It comes from an album. New York is my home. And I expect them to be running up the aisle getting orange juice. But they don't do that. They sit and they listen to it, and it goes over so great. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. But I can't do too much of that because I know why they're there this time.
Tell us about ManiloTV.com.
Yeah, we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years.
Really?
Every month, because I am a crazy man. I have made videos or audios of every show I have ever done from the very first show. Not with no reason, but for me to look at it or listen to it and make the next show better.
Sure.
I learned that from Joan Rivers when I used to play piano. I used to play her on and off the stage. And she used to come on the stage with a cassette machine and she used to hit the record button and then do her show and listen to it all day the next day, and then she would, you know, the next night she would do the same set, but it would be a little better and a little better. Well, when I started performing, I did the same thing. I would record my show, listen to it, watch it the next day, and then add something to it or subtract something or give people notes. So I've got everything I've ever done. Well, Manilow TV is just me and my wonderful assistant, Mark. We pick a video of a show that may have been 25 years old, and we put them on Manilow TV every month as a brand new show that nobody has ever seen. And I think it's a really interesting way, you know, of seeing how this career has morphed into where it is today.
It's a sensational thing. For people who haven't seen it, ManilowTV.com. And you have so many things to talk about. I mean, the fact that you scored music to a collection of unpublished lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and the list goes on and on and on. But one of the things that you do, aside from entertaining, that you have this great project, which is called the Manilow Music Project. That is sensational. I congratulate you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Ron. We may have spoken about this before.
Yes.
But, you know, I've done this for maybe over 10 years. It started with a friend of mine. I live in Palm Springs, and he said that his daughter was wanted to play sax, and they didn't have a sax in her school. And I said, they don't have a sax in the school. So I got her a sax, but I looked it up, and I found that because of budget problems, all the high schools and middle schools around the country are running out of instruments. And, you know, the first thing that goes is music and arts in every city and in every school. And I thought, well, I got to do something. I'm a musician. I got to do something.
Right.
So I formed the Manilow Music Project, and what we do is we get musical instruments into schools that are running out of them. We go on the road. I donate a piano to the city, and then I ask the audiences to donate instruments that they're not using, that are just collecting dust in their attic or in their basement. And they do. They donate these instruments to us. We fix them up, and then we give them to the school district, and they give them to the schools that are needing them. And we've been doing it for so many years that I think we've made a dent in the country, because I've done so many of these cities, and I get letters thanking me from these children with pictures. I got a picture of a little kid thanking me for his new tuba, and the tuba was bigger than he was. He sent me a picture. But you know, I think you know, music is so important to a young person's life. It'll change their lives. I talk to the principals and the teachers. They always tell me their grades go up. They learn how to interact with other students, and it changed my life. And maybe it's helping. It's helping.
It's the universal language. Everybody likes music. You may not be able to play basketball, football, but everybody may not play music, but they enjoy music. And I commend you for the Manilow Music Project. It's a sensational program, Barry.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for bringing it up.
If you go to BarryManilow.com, you can buy tickets right there for the Westgate, great facility where Barry Manilow makes his new home. And Barry, I'm going to come out and tap on your door. Maybe I might meet Art Phillips out there, and we'll both visit with you a little bit.
That would be just great. Well, thanks a lot, Ron.
Thanks, Barry. Look forward to having you back again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. Barry Manilow has been our guest. He's one of the best in this business, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come
come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live with Ron Sedgy today, nationwide and around the world. I'm happy that the premiere of the 11th season is going to be airing this Sunday on National Geographic at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time. It's the premiere of Wicked Tunas. And joining us right now is who really and truly is someone to be reckoned with. He's the captain of the Fat Tuna. Joining us is Bob Cook. Hi, Captain. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Ron?
Well, I got to tell you, I love the show. This is such a cool show, and I give you guys a lot of credit. I love voting, but, boy, I don't know if I would do the things that you guys do. I mean, this is serious stuff here.
We work our butts off every single day to get a paycheck, and, yeah, I'm just glad people enjoy kind of seeing us chronicle what we do out there. A lot of fun.
Now, you have been doing this for 15 years, pulling in 30 or more fish each season. I think I have to tell everybody that when somebody says you caught 30 fish, these aren't like trout. I mean, these are huge, huge tunas, are they not?
They are, yeah. So the average is 300 pounds across the board. They're big fish. Yeah, it takes a crew to do so. You don't want to go out there alone too much because it's unsafe.
Now, like everybody else in the world, you were put through the ringer last year because of the pandemic, and it kind of turned everything upside down. And now you're out there 7 days a week, and I understand that the payouts returning to the pre-COVID prices are good news for everybody, but you really are the guy to be reckoned with out there because you have a lot of, let's say, cute names that kind of describe your intensity of catching these fish, like, may I say, like the bully on the water.
Well, yeah, so that happens. A lot of times you get a little bit aggressive, and to your point, last year, 2020, was extremely difficult. Domestically, we had no market, and we really didn't have an international market either. But when we're out there, we're extremely competitive, and we just got to get that paycheck. It's about double what it was last year, so that's good news.
How big is the fat tuna?
Fat tuna is 40 foot. It's a Duffy, and it's a down-east boat. That means it's got a keel underneath it, and so those boats do very well on anchor.
Right. How far out and for how long do you go?
So the average is 20 miles, 20 nautical miles, and we go until we get our quota for the day. So if the quota is one a day, which has been for a while now, just to sort of keep this fishery sustainable and keep the markets strong. If we bring in too many fish per day, then the markets are weak. But so if it's one a day and we don't catch in that first day, we're staying out day two, day three, day four, as long as it takes to get that tuna.
How long is the period of time, the longest period of time that you've been out?
5 days. I remember that because we actually gave up, and we never give up. We just ran out of provisions. We had lost three fish, so that also just really rubbed salt into the wounds. So went back, regrouped, went out the next day, and got a beautiful fish.
Now, you said something that's kind of interesting. You said if you go out and catch too many, then it drives the prices down. So in essence, even though you could catch more, you kind of limit it to keep the market demand there?
No. So we're going to go out and catch whatever we can, but the quota dictates that. So we like to see that it be one a day. So it's all supply and demand. If there's too much supply, then
sure.
You know, there's not enough demand almost always. You always want the demand high, so they put the quotas at one fish a day so that demand stays high domestically and internationally as well.
They say that you employ a kind of a methodical style of fishing. Now, I don't expect you to give us your formula. I know that the colonel wouldn't do that with the chicken, but it kind of teases a little bit. I mean, it's a science to this, is there not?
There absolutely is, and for us, we have a program and a process, and we stick to it and stick by it every single day, and we try not to change too much of what we do. But you know, every day you run into something different, you learn something new, and you employ that the next day or the same day. But there's really not a crazy science to it. It's being in the right place at the right time and putting in your time. If you're not out there with lines in the water, you are not catching.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Now,
this time,
as a former boater for many, many, many years, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, have you had some close calls out there? Because you're in some, you know, pretty treacherous waters. It could get pretty tough out there.
So, to be honest, I have been in some on fat tuna, but really, I used to work on a commercial lobster boat when I was a kid, basically.
Well, how big is the crew?
My crew is, it's myself and my two mates, and one of them is Johnny Ice Cutler, we call him, and then Manny Pereira.
Wow.
So there's a three-man crew
now,
on my boat.
Here's the unique part about this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know this or not, but Captain Bob Cook, who's out there with the fat tuna and getting into some, you know, really exciting episodes of Wicked Tuna, which, as I mentioned before, its 11th season starts on Sunday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central time on National Geographic. So tell us about this pizzeria thing you got going here, Bob.
Yeah, Ron, I recognized probably about 15 years ago that not only do I need an ocean job, but I needed a land job as well. Trying to afford a mortgage and everything that's very expensive here in the Northeast, you need multiple sources of income. So I took tuna money and I invested in a pizzeria, and now I have a land job and an ocean job. So May through December, I'm doing tuna fishing and doing charters, and I've got a three-man crew, a three-man staff that runs things on land for me at the pizzeria.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you if you have a special on the menu that has pepperoni, cheese, and tuna.
Well, I don't think I could. I don't think I could charge enough money that would cover the cost of tuna going on that pizza. And also, Ron, that's a little bit gross.
Well,
I don't think I'd like that.
Well, you know, tuna's healthy. It's a healthy food. There's no question about
tuna
it.
Tuna is healthy. Well, pizza's healthy too, right? Right.
Well, being Italian descent, pizza is like a mainstay in my family. What would you like to have? A steak dinner or a pizza? You have to ask. Of course, the pizza.
I know, right? How about steak on that? Instead of tuna. I think I'd like that better.
There you go. Well, you're quite a guy. Thanks, Captain. Enjoyed having you here, and good luck with the new season. Look forward to your return, okay?
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too, my friend. Our guest has been Captain Bob Cook, the captain of the Fat Tuna on, of course, Wicked Tuna's 11th season, which is now going to be Sunday on National Geographic, 9 Eastern, 8 Central time. Nice man, interesting job, and an interesting gentleman, to say the least. I thought I'd bring you up to date on some news regarding the five major Hollywood studios who are taking a stance against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Universal, Paramount, Sony have joined Disney and Warner Brothers Brothers and halting releases of their upcoming films in Russia. Disney is canceling Pixar's Turning Red, scheduled for distribution in Russia on March 10th. Warner Media is pausing the release of its film, The Batman in Russia. Sony, which was planning to release the Spider-Man spinoff in Russia in April, was the third major studio to join this movement. Paramount will be pausing The Lost City and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 from Russian distribution. Universal Pictures will hold any Universal Pictures from being shown in Russia. Some real action by the five major movie studios in America. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and NATO maintain they will not impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine, warning that could lead to an escalation with Russia. President Putin said he would consider any declaration of a no-fly zone to be, quote, participation in the armed conflict. That conflict is still ongoing, and a ceasefire for parts of Ukraine has been violated by Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky has fended off three separate attempts by the Russians to assassinate him. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland working on Russian and Ukrainian negotiations.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will also visit Poland and Romania. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Said G today, live all across the USA and around the world. I can't remember when I've been more excited about a television show as the one that we're going to be talking about now on the show. It's on the History Channel. It's a 12-part series that's going to be airing every Monday night, regularly at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time, and it's called I Was There. Joining us right now, it's his host and a great talent, Theo E.J. Wilson. Theo, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me on today, Ron.
I got to tell you something. I saw the trailer to this, and I was blown away. This is a fantastic show, and let me just set the stage for it, okay? You, through CGI recreations, which and the people who may not know that in the term, kind of puts you where the action is, go back in history as if you were there when the Lincoln assassination took place, the Hindenburg disaster, the Salem witch trials, the death of Jesse James, the 65 Bloody Sunday march from Salem to Montgomery, 1889 catastrophic Johnstown flood in eastern Pennsylvania, the Battle of Stalingrad, the Chernobyl accident, and the space shuttle disaster, and the St. Valentine's Day massacre. This is sensational. You came up with this idea, and how did you put it together?
Oh, man, I wish I could take credit for it. I cannot. The good folks at Committee Films in Minneapolis really did a great job picking these subjects and then casting for them. And so, I came in as the host. I was already a history buff, but even when you're a history buff, there's so much to learn about these events. And so we take you through the events that you do know, but from an angle that you definitely don't know. And that's what's so exciting about I Was There.
I'm a history buff, too. And that's why this thing just really struck me. I mean, it really did. You are actually standing when the Hindenburg crashes. You are in the Ford Theater when Lincoln is assassinated. I mean, honestly, it's done so well, I can't express myself enough. And you find out things about those special earmarking events that could change history a little bit, does it not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And so when you really get into the details of who these folks were, like, for example, I'll just start with the Abraham Lincoln assassination. It was the first one we filmed. Number one, the guy we got playing Lincoln looked like he stepped out of a time machine. He was on set, and people stopped breathing when he walked through. He's tall like Lincoln. You know what I mean? I mean, it was incredible. And then what we do is we dissected from maybe an angle you never thought of. For example, John Wilkes Booth's point of view. And so we really follow the assassin's perspective on how he became who he was. A whole lot of stuff that I didn't know really unfolded. And it was just a beautiful retelling of such a tragic event. But it really puts you in the driver's seat as the person who was there watching it all unfold. And that's just what we do with every single episode. So the human element is what we really highlight here.
Some of the things, the Hindenburg disaster, I do because I'm like you, I'm a history buff. But you took things, as I mentioned, the Johnstown flood in eastern Pennsylvania in 1889. I mean, to recreate something that happened so long ago with such accuracy, to me, was just phenomenal.
Well, yeah, and in order to do that, see, what you got to do is you got to dive into the historical narratives of maybe what we call those who weren't as empowered as the ones who wrote the original story. Because when you go into the details of the lives of the poor people who surrounded it, that's when you really get the truth about how it unfolded. And the Johnstown flood is totally a story about the rich versus the poor and a lot of the things that happened that really made the poor suffer because they just didn't have the resources to combat the forces that ended up taking their lives. And you start to wonder, do these patterns persist? Does this stuff still make itself relevant in today's world? And when we really go into the Johnstown flood, you're going to see there's a whole lot of, like, really good historical meat and potatoes to sink your teeth into, as well as the best special effects that we've got.
Now, I would be less than honest with you that the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, to me, would be something that I don't know how you did this. I really don't. If you can give a little background, I mean, you were really there when they're shooting these people?
Yeah, so what we had to do was, you know, you still got to be tactful with it. You know, this isn't a Tarantino movie going on here, all right? You know, it's still the History Channel. But what we did was we didn't focus necessarily on the actual event itself as much as we did what led up to it. So we go into Prohibition. We go into bootleg whiskey. We go into the act in Congress that made this thing a black market that people really risk life and limb to participate in, and what we learned from the circumstances that made Al Capone Al Capone, and his enemy Bugs Moran. Who was Bugs Moran? What was the, you know, cultures that they came from, and why was this so pressing? And then what came out of it? The crime labs and the CSI kind of data that we began to collect started with the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. So that's what we go into, not just the shooting itself.
Was it difficult to shoot this, especially when you have a CGI? I mean, did you have to pretend a lot of things were happening behind you, and which takes an enormous amount of acting ability? I want you to know, you probably found that out real quick.
Well, yeah, and, you know, my background as an actor, I was a stage actor for going on 20 years before this, you know what I mean? I started when I was very young. And so I was able to draw from that experience. And, you know, as we do have this green screen and the technology, especially in the Battle of Stalingrad, there's a lot of green screen, and you'll see why when we premiere that episode. But yeah, you do have to act, but the team was great, the directors were great. They let you know the emotion that you have to bring to it, and then the recreators, the actors who are actually the historical figures, they made it all easy. The costume design, you wouldn't believe how detail-oriented they get. So it's just a great feast for the eye as well as the mind.
Well, I said it before, and I'm saying it again. I can't remember when I was more excited about a television show coming on. Now, you have quite a remarkable background. You mentioned 20 years as an actor. You're also the grandson of a Tuscany airman, which is a very, very cool heritage. And at the age of 15, ladies and gentlemen, our guest began speaking in a career that he had in the NAACP at age 15. And he executive director of Shop Talk Live, an organization that uses the barbershop as staging ground for community dialogue and healing, and also Law of Action, which it was your first book. So, you know, you really shine on this show because you've had the experience of history behind you, not only reading and writing, but also in your family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, being the grandson of a Tuskegee Airman is sometimes a heavy thing to hold.
Right.
I write about that in History.com's article. They got an article about me in the show. But my grandpa was humble about who he was. I didn't really find out the significance of him being an American hero until my father, Sid Wilson, really broke it down to me. He is a historian with the Black American West Museum. And so there's two Tuskegee Airmen with the name Theo Wilson. There's Theodore Wilson. My grandpa was Theobald Wilson, the engineer. Theodore Wilson was the pilot, but there was an engineering program that supported the pilots, and that's where my grandpa was. So, yeah, and he just was really humble about it. But then he was invited to meet all these presidents. Next thing I know, he's in People magazine, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's really great to, like, have him honored, you know.
Did you have the opportunity to meet him?
Oh, yeah. He was quite instrumental in my upbringing. He died when I was 31.
Oh.
I spent a lot of time with him. He imprinted on me in a very real way. I got stories about him, 4 days, but that's for another time. But, yeah, I knew him very well.
Yeah, and that's a story in itself. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, this is a 12-part series. It's called I Was There. Now, hopefully, there's going to be a more of these series because, boy, you know, you could go on forever with things that have happened in the world over the past 1,000 years, and this thing could end up being on forever.
Man, that would be great. I certainly hope that we get blessed with it with this season two, but it all depends on how season one goes, so we really need you guys to tune in. We really want you to click on the History Channel and go this Sunday night at, let's see, that's going to be 9:30 Central and 8:30 Mountain Time. And so if you guys can tune in, make this first season a success, and there will be more historical events that we unpack in such an awesome way.
And it's also Monday the next night, too.
It's also Monday, yeah. Right? And for the rest of the season, it's going to be Monday at 8 p.m. Mountain, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, great. And it's called I was there on the History Channel. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to watch this. It's going to be a great big hit. And our guest is its host and an actor and a very, very well-versed individual, Theo E.J. Wilson. Theo, thank you so much for joining us. Please come back soon and let us know if it's been renewed, because I'm very anxious and we're going to do everything we can to promote this for you, my friend.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate you having me on.
And good luck, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Awesome, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I was there on the History Channel every Monday night called I Was There with Theo E.J. Wilson. And whenever we get a chance, we'd like to invite you to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show and many archive shows on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for just a short moment, but there is more to come. Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, now that we're only a month into the new year, this is the perfect timing to actually get our act together when it comes to consumer savings and how to make a dollar be stretched longer and longer and longer. Joining us is a friend of our show. She is a best-selling author of Recovering Spender, How to Live a Happy, Fulfilled, Debt-Free Life. Joining us right now is Lauren Grootman. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Yeah, be back and hanging out with you today.
Well, I'm glad that you're here too. And now that 2022 is upon us, what do we do to reevaluate our finances, make a plan to save more? And I know that is even more difficult this year because of the problem that we've had with this pandemic and the results of it. Even though they say in some areas it's starting to go down, the effects of it has gone on and on and on, and I'm sure will go on for a while yet.
Right. You know, I think the first step is to start saving. You know, it's important to save for life's big and small moments. And PayPal has introduced PayPal savings provided by Synchrony Bank. And this is a new way for their customers to access a current competitive rate of 0.4% APY while encouraging the development of those healthy savings habits. You know, of course, the rate is subject to change at any time, including after the account is open. But actually, Ron, according to the FDIC, this is 6 times higher than what the average savings account currently offers. And it's rolling out now. If people want to go check out paypal.com/savings for more information, they can go and check that out. But I think, you know, if anything taught us that savings money is so important, you know, if anything the pandemic taught us is that we really need to focus on having money in the nest egg just in case something comes up.
What happens now for those individuals, and I'm sure that there are several out there that say, okay, look, we've had it really cut to the bone here in the last 2 years, and now that we're kind of coming out of it, I'm going to do things I've never done before. I couldn't go on vacation. I'm going on vacation, and they become spenders that are not responsible spenders because they've been locked in their homes for the past 2 years. That's a very difficult equation to come up with, is it not?
It is, and I think a lot of people are experiencing that, and I think our debt levels have risen, you know, and, you know, debt happens. It really does. Like, people go into debt, and, you know, when it does, I always turn them to the pros over at debt.com because they help you find solutions to get out of that debt and help you fix your credit and get you on the path to achieving your financial goals. So, you know, they help you assess your situation. So if you're, you know, going on vacations and getting into more debt, they're going to help you assess that situation and introduce you to those perfect debt solutions. And, you know, this month they're actually offering a free ultimate debt relief guide right on their website at debt.com. So your listeners can go and download that for free right on their website and check it out and take advantage of that.
Do they actually talk to somebody, or does it enable them to walk through the process online?
So if you go right to their website, they also, like, have an 800 number right on their website where you can call and check in as well. Or, you know, all the debt relief guide will give them all the information about how they can take advantage of the resources that debt.com has to offer.
Are there some digital tools that help us here?
Yeah. You know, one of the things what I'm helping people get out of debt is I have them go through all of their monthly bills and then have them negotiate them. And one of the biggest bills that people are overspending on is their auto insurance bill. And so Experian has just cracked the code on shopping for better, less expensive auto insurance. You know, their tool helps you easily compare quotes based on your actual coverage, and it's tailored to you, so it gives you an answer within minutes. And on average, it's saving people around, you know, over $900 a year on their auto insurance, which is huge. And so that's a great tool to use from through Experian so that you can save a lot of money on your auto insurance.
You know, Lauren, I got to tell you something, that so many people fall into this trap. They say that they don't, but they do, where they kind of want to keep up, as the old saying goes, with the Joneses. You know, oh, well, Larry next door got a new car, maybe we ought to get a new car. And you got to guard amongst these things too, because once you get behind in all this stuff, not only is a stress factor on you, but it's also a bad situation for a credit score that helps you when you really need to get out of a jam.
It's so true. And, you know, fixing your credit score is something really important that you need to keep an eye on for that, you know. But I love, there's this this quote that, you know, I used to care what other people thought about me until I tried to pay my bills with their opinions. And I love that quote of, like, we always try to impress people or whatever with what we're doing. But, you know, it really is true that we just have to, you know, do our own journey and do what works best for us. And, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, you know, I think people are starting to realize that that's just not fulfilling anymore, or at least they hope they are. And so through a lot of these tools that I talked about today, I think people, you know, through saving and getting out of debt, reduce some of these bills, people are going to start seeing some huge savings in their debt because it's stressful when you're in debt. And, you know, I actually have a podcast. It's called The Hard Money Talk Show. And I address some of these money topics that nobody wants to talk about, like, you know, mental health, you know, poverty mentalities and addiction and how that affects your finances and bankruptcy. And, you know, a lot of these kind of harder topics because there's so much shame when it's attached to money. And I feel like if we can reduce some of that shame, then people can have more growth and more reason to heal.
No, amen. I have a solution how to not to keep up with the Joneses. I just move. Just get away from them.
Move. I live in New York, in New York State, so I could just move to the woods and I don't have any Joneses around me. You know, I could just keep up with the deer.
The Joneses are really tough people to deal with, no doubt about it. You know, I think a lot of people like the diet have a lot of good intentions in the beginning of the year. I'm going to lose 170 pounds, you know, and then they get about the third day and they're eating a banana split. I think the same thing is the case with budgeting. I'm going to stay on this budget, but oh my goodness gracious, look at this. A deal on a new set of tires.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I think that's very common, actually. The date that most people give up their financial resolutions is January 23rd. And why is that? Because people make these big, huge, you know, goals instead of these smaller, practical goals. And so, you know, when I'm teaching people budgeting, you know, my website is laurengrootman.com, and I have an online community on there. And through that community, we talk about how to have successful budgeting. And I always encourage people, like, budget for your fun, too. Like, you need to have fun in your budget. Because if you don't, it's the same thing as going on a diet and taking out coffee and wine and cake and everything that you love and then expecting you to be happy. You know, like, you've got to have this balance of not all or nothing. You've got to be able to have it be successful. And so that's the goal, and that's how I've always taught budgeting, you know, because I was once in $40,000 with a debt.
I remember that.
And that's how I got out, was by being practical and by setting smaller, attainable goals instead of setting these, like, huge, audacious goals that I knew that I would never be able to do, and then having support along the way to be able to accomplish those smaller goals was important as well.
Excellent advice, no doubt. Where, Lauren, can we go again for more information?
Yeah, for more information about everything I talked about today, people can go to tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Our guest has been consumer savings expert, author, and friend, Lauren Grootman. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. We always welcome you on the show, and the advice that you give is unparalleled. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's always good talking to Lauren. She knows her stuff. And there's more to come live with Ron Sedgie today.
Thank you, Ron.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour. They include the legendary Barry Manilow, good friend of our show for many, many years. Also, Captain Bob Cook from The Wicked Tuna, now in its 11th season. Theo E.J. Wilson, actor and host of I Was There, and Lauren Groopman. Next hour, singer-songwriter T. Graham Brown will be joining us. Michael Rappaport, who is a great actor, he's a stand-up comedian, and he's a podcaster. He'll be here to talk about all of his ventures. Karen Knotts, the daughter of Don Knotts, with a new book called Tied Up in Knots, and Frances Largeman Roth. March is nutritional month, and we'll be talking to her about nutrition. And that's next hour with Ron Sedgy.